This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you joining us right here on Faith Talk. I am your host, Evangelist Lolita Jones. We have entered into our sixth week on this 30-day consecration, this 30 days of being in the presence of God, this 30 days of basking in his presence, this 30 days of being in my prayer cave. We thank God for you, and you. Yes, we started this journey on January 8th, Monday, January 8th, 2024. And today is the 12th of February. And this consecration ends on Friday, February 16th. Hallelujah. We thank God for just allowing us to just come into his presence to receive strength, to receive wisdom, healing for our soul, healing for our bodies, healing for our mind, healing for our families. We thank God that in his presence, we receive the fullness of joy. We receive this favor. Hallelujah. We receive new ideas, witty ideas, and great inventions. We thank God for just allowing us to just be in his presence. I don't know about you, but I imagine myself in prayer many mornings, that me just climbing into his lap and just laying on his chest, leaning my head on his chest and just crying out the issues of life, knowing that my Father cared for me. I love him. Knowing that he's there for me. He said he would never leave me nor forsake me. What promise are you holding on to? What promise have God made to you? He made many of promises if we read between Genesis to Revelations. He made many of promises to us. But I hold them all dear. But the one that I hold closest to me is that I would never leave you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I was out on the stormy waters and the winds and the rain gushing against the ships that I was on, being in the military, I really didn't put my faith into human, because human was guiding the ships. And yet, as big as the ship was, the aircraft carrier, we were still tossing from side to side. But I thank God for his promise to me. He told me I would never leave you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank God. I love him today. I love him. I love him with all of my heart. I love him. And there's no good thing he will withhold from me. Hallelujah. I know God. I know God. And I'm still learning, because he's so magnificent. He's so big and humongous. We can't know all there is to God, but I know him for myself. I don't have to grab onto my sister's coattail. I don't have to grab onto my brother's coattail, nor my mother, nor my father. I know him for myself. I don't have to say my grandfather's name. I don't have to say my other grandfather's name. I don't have to mention my grandmother's names. I don't have to mention my great uncle's names. He know all of them, but I thank God that he also know me. He know me and he calls me by name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just so excited. Are you excited to still be in the land of the living? Hallelujah. We have a word for you tonight. Yes. My great friend, He's a prophet. Yes, he is. He's a man of wisdom. Yes, he is. He's very well. I call him the 2024 Paul, Apostle Paul, because he's very well educated, but he's a fool for Christ's sake. He don't even talk about what he have. He don't talk about all the letters behind his name. He won't even tell you what degree field he majored in college and in grad school. But I want to let you know, he will tell you that Jesus is real. He will tell you about the goodness and the grace and the mercies of the Lord God Almighty. He will tell you that Jehovah Elohim is real. Jehovah Shiloh is real. Jehovah Tiskanu is real. He will tell you that Jehovah Eliyahu is Rebo Sanderko. He is real. He's real. He's real. Who am I talking about? Who are you talking about, evangelist? I'm talking about none other than that mighty man, that preaching man from Nashville, Tennessee. Yes, Lord, Bishop George Adams. Adebanjo. Yes, 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 yes. Bishop George, you need to put that name in your memos. Bishop George Adebanjo. Yes, he is a mighty man of God, and he also an author. He released his book in December of 2023. The Warfare is Real, Demons and Rabbit Dogs. Yes, you can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Amazon. Purchase your book today. If you confused on where to purchase the book at, I'm going to tell you now, really, I got a secret. You can go to LolitaJonesLive.com. LolitaJonesLive.com. Yes, you can. You can also go to Life Changers, LCM, Life Changers Ministries, LCM Facebook page. You will find the information there. All you got to do is click on the link. It'll take you straight to Amazon, because we want this book to be in the hands of every believer, even if they not believing, because this will scare them straight. Yes, Lord, when I was a child, grew up in Chicago, born and raised in the Chicagoland area, but my sister will always tell us about a song that one of the mothers at her church would sing, said, oh, if you read your Bible, it will scare the hell out of you. Well, that's why people don't like reading the book of Revelations, because they don't want to know about the ending times. They don't want to know about the last days, and many of them don't want to hear about no demons, not knowing that there's demons inside of them. But I just want to encourage the saints, the ain'ts, and those others to just purchase the book. I guarantee you, I guarantee you, your spiritual eye will be opened. Those that dipping and dabbling in other lifestyles, open the book and read it. You can get the paperback, or you can get it on Kindle, because I looked up both of them, Kindle and the paperback. So I've done my homework for you to just easily to click the link so that you can be blessed by his book. And now it's time to receive a word from the Lord. Is there a word from God? Yes, there is a word from God to stimulate you, to transform you, to heal you, to strengthen you. There is a word from God Almighty. I present to some and I introduce to others the Right Reverend Bishop George O. Adebanjo.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Dr. Lolita Jones. We thank you for another opportunity to be with you and those who are listening on this day. And I pray that this program will be a blessing. I pray that those of you at the sound of my voice will receive your breakthrough. And I pray the prayer of David in Psalm 62, verse 5, which says, "My expectation is from God." I pray that you will not be ashamed of your expectation. I pray that the Lord will give you open heaven. I pray that everything that God has for you and everything that you have been looking up to God for will be brought to fruition in this year. I pray that the Lord will perfect everything concerning you and you and you. Thank you again, Dr. Jones. I love your theme, raise your expectations. And I was thinking maybe we start from Psalm 62, verse 5, where David says, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him." I believe many of you listening know the story of David. He was a young man. He was tending to his father's sheep when he was summoned to come home. Everybody was home but him, because Samuel had approached his father, Jesse, that God wants him to anoint somebody among his children. So everybody was home but David, because Jesse put limitations on David. So David was summoned. He came home, and Samuel anointed him. He was anointed in the presence of his brethren to be the king. But there was a king on the throne. So he must have been thinking, okay, when is this going to happen? And then in between, before he took over the throne, He went to the battlefield to take some food for his brothers. And then his eldest brother put limitations on him. He said, "What are you doing here?" Because David heard Goliath threatening the army of Israel. To make a long story short, he went to see Saul. He said, "I want to face this guy who is threatening, who is blaspheming the name of the God of Israel." Well, guess what? Saul also put limitations on him. But remember, David had the expectation of what Samuel did in his own house when he anointed him. God anointed him just like many of you have been anointed for certain things, and you are not yet in that position. You have not yet received the manifestations of what you are hoping for. So one of the things I want to say to you is to be patient. Now, David went before Saul. Saul said, "Listen, you're just a child." Well, David said, "Well, I want to meet Goliath." David had faith in God. And then when David went before Goliath, guess what? Goliath also put limitations on him. And we know this story. David defeated Goliath. And I want to say to those of you listening to this program, the Goliath in your life will be defeated. Your expectations will come from the Lord. So you got to hang in there. Now, one of the things I want to say to you, and it also applies to David, there has to be a paradigm shift in our thinking. Proverbs 23 and 7 says, "As we think, so are we." So our thoughts has to change. The way we think of things, we have to begin to think out of the box. There is a saying that you cannot be doing the same thing and expect a different result. That's very important. When we want to raise our expectation, there has to be a paradigm shift in our thinking. You cannot be doing the same thing and saying, "I'm praying, I'm fasting, and I'm expecting a different result." Let me share with you a story of a young lady, and many of you know the story. Her name is Esther, a Jewish young lady. There was a war that broke out. God judged Judah and Jerusalem, and there were three invasions in Judah and Jerusalem. In the first invasion, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were taken to Babylon. Guess who was also taken? Well, Mordecai and Esther, they were taken into Babylon as slaves. Now, Mordecai happened to be working in the palace. And then some things began to happen. The king needed a new queen. Now, remember now, Esther was there as a captive. She was not a citizen of Babylon. Usually, in those days, the captor will relocate the captives to their countries. Assyria did that to the 10 tribes of Israel, took them somewhere else, and relocated them all over the world. So the Jews are really all over the world. We call them the lost 10 tribes of Israel. But now, Judah and Jerusalem were doing the same thing. They were being rebellious against God. So God judged them. Now, Esther and Mordecai and some other good people, they were taken. They were non-combatants, captives. You can call them prisoners of war. So she was not entitled to be the queen of Babylon. Now, we have to give credit to Mordecai, Esther's uncle, who said, well, here is a position that is open, but I have a niche that could qualify. And Esther also believed what her uncle said, and she puts him for the position. Of course, she went through the process, and we know the story. But for Esther to become queen, there has to be a paradigm shift. She cannot be thinking, I'm just a slave girl in Babylon. I'm a Jewish, and I cannot be queen. We know the story. Because Esther became queen in a strange land. So whatever your expectations may be, you got to raise it, because God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. So let me also mention a few things. You've got to be confident in 9 areas. Number one, you have to be confident in God's ability to do whatever he wants to do. The Bible introduces God to us by what he does and also by who he is. We know he is holy. We know he is righteous. But we also know that he is omnipotent, the all-powerful. So, number one, you've got to be confident in God's ability. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 says, God is able to perform what he starts. And I believe that God has started a good thing in you, in each and every one of you listening. So you have to raise your expectations, because you serve the God that has all power. And he's able to perform that which he has started, even though the manifestation has not yet happened. You have to have a paradigm shift. So, also in Acts chapter 20, verse 20, the Bible says, verse 32, Acts 20, 32, the Bible says, God is able to build you up, able to build you up. So, again, paradigm shift. You cannot be looking at your zip code, your area code, what you wear. Think like God. As God is, so are we in this world. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 says, is able to make all grace abound toward you. Ephesians 3 and 20, which I quoted a few seconds ago, is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. So raise your expectation. Hebrews 7:25 says he is able to save to the uttermost. And Jude 1:24 says he's able to keep you from falling. Your expectations, beloved, you will not be ashamed of your expectations. So hold on to it. Number two, you have to be confident in his word, in the word of God, the word of life. Luke 21:33 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Psalms 119, verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. But then Jesus says, thy will be done on earth, that's you, as it is in heaven. So sometimes when we don't see the manifestations, we begin to doubt God. Raise that expectation. Number one, because you trust in God's ability, you have confidence. Number two, because you have confidence in his word. Number three, be confident in his love for you. Because when you love somebody, you want to do everything for that person. 1 John chapter 3 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Make that personal. And say, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon me. And then it says that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not. Don't let the world define you. Raise your expectations. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love you. So raise your expectations. Don't look at the circumstances right now. Actually, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says, while we look not at the things which are seen, that's the condition, your circumstances. He says, but are the things which are not seen, and that's your expectations. And I pray again that you would not be ashamed of your expectations. Number four, be confident of God's ears and hearing, that God hears you when you pray. Be confident. He says in Jeremiah 33 and 3, call unto me and I will. That's a promise you can take to the bank of heaven. Call unto me and I will answer thee, that's you, and show thee great and mighty things which you knowest not, because it has not yet manifested. So raise your expectations. Let me just give you a personal testimony. Many, many years ago when we started the church, the Lord said to me, it's going to be global. We only had a few people. The building we had at that time, you know, it was in South Nashville. It was limited because we were landlocked. That's what I'm looking for. But God showed me a vision. He said, there's a building I want to give you. It's going to have a gym. It's going to have a bookstore. It's going to have many classrooms. It's going to be big. Well, I held on to that. Guess what? That's where we are today. God made it happen. I didn't think it was going to be a building that was already built, because across from where we were, there was 7 acres of land. It had been vacant for about 15, 20 years. So I was hoping that's where God is going to put us to build everything he gave me. But God had already built this place in another location, West Nashville, across from a golf course. And then the bank manager showed up in my office where we were and said to me, Pastor, I know you were not thinking about going west, but come and take a look at this building. I was hesitant a little bit because I didn't know what this building that this bank manager wanted me to see. It was everything. And the devil almost talked me out of it. He said, you can't afford it, and blah, blah, blah. Listen, we are in this building now, and we could pay it off any moment we want to. We just don't want to at this point. We bought the building for $950,000. Now it's worth $6 million. So I want you to raise your expectations and keep holding on, because manifestations of things may take time. I like what Habakkuk says. Write the vision, that's your expectations, and make it plain. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarries. Well, when the Lord showed me what he wanted us to have, and then he told us about a global ministry, I didn't have anything internationally at that time. And then, for one reason or the other, TBN called me. I was on there a couple of times, and I was getting requests from all over the world. That's how Church of God in Christ, what's the word I'm looking for, endorsed me to be Bishop of Pakistan, because I went to Pakistan. I went to India. I've been to China. Name it, I've been there. But when the Lord spoke to me, I did not have any international ministries. Now, we have affiliates in Honduras, name it. We've been there. So raise your expectations, because he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly. Write the vision, your expectations. There's something called aspirational vision. What you want, write it down and begin to pray about it. Begin to ask God and say, Lord, show me what I do not see, because circumstances can be very, very deceiving. Oh, yeah, we've had moments of discouragement. I just didn't buy into it. I didn't buy into it. So don't buy into discouraging moments, though it tarries. Wait for it. Number five. Is it? No, I said number four already. Number five, be confident of his promises. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God. God can only be glorified if you raise your expectations. You have to raise expectations so that whatever you desire, Jesus says, when you pray, believe that you have received it and you shall have it. That's what he says. So take God at his word, even if circumstances are negative. Be confident of his promises. Paul says, I'm being fully persuaded, Romans 4:21. That what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Well, we know the story, and I may touch on that later on if we have time. You all know the story of Abraham. There's a difference between Abram and Abraham. Well, we see them as the same. Abram was the father of Ishmael. Abraham was the father of Isaac. God promised Abraham that he was going to be the father of many nations, but his wife was barren. And Abraham was looking forward to it. He did not give up. So this is where Romans 4:21 comes in. And being fully persuaded. So, beloved, you've got to be persuaded of your expectations that God will keep his promises. Be confident of his promises. Number six, be confident of your access to the Holy of Holies. When God instructed Moses to build a tabernacle, it had three compartments: the outer court, the inner court, and the most inner court. Only the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies, which is the most inner court. When Jesus died, the veil of the temple was torn into two. That means that all of us can go. You have access to the innermost being, to the innermost court. Let me also say this. The outer court represents your body. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. That's where the sacrifice takes place. And then into his courts with praise. That represents your soul. So you want to praise God in spite of. And then the most inner court is your human spirit. When the high priest entered into the innermost court, the Holy of Holies, there were no lights there. But when he took the blood and put the blood on the Ark of the Covenant, guess what? The glory of the Lord filled the place. right in between the cherubs. So you have access to the Holy of Holies. That is why Hebrews chapter 4, and I want to speak quick, fast, because I don't know what time I got. Hebrews 4, 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's you. You come boldly because you are a child of God. You have been bought by the blood of Jesus. That's why the Bible says, as God is, so are you. Number 7, be confident enough to have faith in God's power working in you and through you. That's why Paul says, I can do all things, not in my own strength, but through Christ. So be confident. And you don't need to have a title. You don't have to be an evangelist. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be an apostle or bishop. Just as a child of God, you can say to yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens you and me. Number 8, be confident in who God is and what he can do. That's a repetition. He's holy, he's righteous, he's omnipotent, he's omniscient, he's omnipresent. He is still the deliverer, he's still the healer, he's the sanctifier. And he has everything. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you and I the kingdom. It's your Father's good pleasure. Let me make one or two more points. Dr. Jones, how much time do I have?
Sir, you're doing good. Keep on going.
Okay. I want to mention two more points. One of the things I want to share with you is in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8. In the second invasion of Babylon to Judah and Jerusalem, one of the people that was taken to Babylon was Ezekiel. So now Ezekiel with some elders, you see this in chapter 8, verse 1. He was seated with some elders. They were probably just meditating on God, that they missed Jerusalem. But all of a sudden, the vision of God came and took Ezekiel to Jerusalem in the visions of God. And I'm believing God that Lord will enlarge your territory. You'll be able to see things through aspirational visions. So the Lord took Ezekiel to Jerusalem. And in verse 7 of Ezekiel chapter 8, there was a wall. And with the wall, there was a hole in the wall. H-O-L-E. Now, if you know anything about a hole in the wall, you cannot see too much of it. And I've seen too many people look at things through a hole in the wall. You cannot see everything. I remember when I was growing up in Nigeria, there were some doors where you have keyhole. You can look through the keyhole, but you can't see much. When I was young, I used to look through the keyhole to go and tell my mother, my dad, what my brothers and sisters were doing behind the closed doors. Well, you can't see much. You can hear a few things, but you can't see the whole room. So Ezekiel saw a hole in the wall. You will see that in Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 7. You can't see too much. I have seen people prophesy through a hole in the wall. You don't see everything. So he was told, dig into the wall. Make the wall bigger. And when Ezekiel did that, he was able to see a door that he couldn't see before. And I don't want to go into all the things that happened in chapter 8 of the book of Ezekiel. But the point is, in the hole in the wall, when Ezekiel made it bigger, then he saw something else. It was a secret door behind that. Many of you are looking through a hole in the wall. So you got to dig. You got to open up. And that is raising your expectations because there's a door. And there are some things behind the door that God wants to show you and also to show you yourself. Many believers don't know the essence of who they are. You don't understand that you are more than a conqueror. You don't understand that greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. So you got to make that hole bigger. You got to raise your expectations. Many people are looking at God to do some small things when we serve a big God. So Ezekiel was told, make the hole bigger so that you can see. Eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared for them that love him. So my question to you is, how much do you love the Lord? That's the question I want to pose to you. If you say, I love the Lord with all of my heart, then your expectations, God will turn everything upside down to make it happen for you. And I have seen it happen. I can give you testimonies upon testimonies about things that I looked up to God for. And there were times when it didn't look like it was going to happen or nothing was going to happen. And now, everything, I mean, when I say everything, 90% of things I had been looking forward to had literally happened, including the building we are in, including some other things that, you know, I don't even need to go into right now. So raise your expectations. He is more than willing to give you the kingdom. Remember, he is the king. He is able to. He says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Ezekiel, remember now, he's a POW. He's a prisoner of war. He's a non-combatant prisoner of war in Babylon, just like Esther, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Listen to this. And they became somebodies in Babylon. Ezekiel is the one that gave us insight into cherubs. Look in chapter 1 of Ezekiel. He told us about these creatures. They have four faces, each of them. The face of a man that represents the humanity of Jesus Christ. The face of an eagle that represents the deity, the King of Kings. The face of a lion represents the kingship of Jesus. And then the face of an ox that represents the humility of Jesus. Ezekiel gave us insight into cherubs. And when they fly, they don't have to look sideways because they have eyes all over. Remember when God kicked Adam and Eve out of the garden, guess who he put in there? The cherubs. Ezekiel, a POW in Babylon, gave us insight. Ezekiel, also a POW. What I'm trying to say is, don't let your circumstances limit your expectations. Let me end with this. Abraham, the Bible says he looked for a city not made by hands. That gives us an example of us looking for the seemingly impossible Don't make your expectations very little. Raise it so that when you share with somebody, they're going to say, you've got to be crazy, because you serve a great God. Well, you know the story of Abraham. Abraham, his wife was barren, and God said, you're going to be a father of many nations. Well, he made a mistake at the beginning. Remember, Ishmael came out. But guess what? He became the father of many nations. That spiritual son, Isaac, came to pass. And the same God that did that for Abraham, the same God that did that for Esther and Ezekiel and Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you may be in the fire, but you're not alone. Because God joined the three, we call them Hebrew boys, because they had faith in God. There was a fourth man, and there's still that man who is alive. When you look at your circumstances, it can be very discouraging. Don't give up on your expectations. Raise it, because God joined them, and the only thing the fire burned were the ropes that had them bound. So don't give up in the midst of the fire. What about Daniel? In Babylon, he was thrown with lions, hungry lions. We know they were hungry because those that had them put in there, when they threw their families into the lions had a feast out of them. But when they threw Daniel into the lion's den, those lions became, if you want to call it, cats. He was just using them for pillows. They were still lions, but they didn't hurt them. Isaiah 43, I believe. When you walk through the fire, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And I'm speaking to somebody's life, because you're about to give up on your expectations. Hang on in there. Continue to hold on to the hope that is set before you. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy, expectations that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. And now you know where Jesus is. And where Jesus is where you are positionally. That's where you are. Above all principalities and powers. But the manifestation is not there. It's going to happen. Raise your expectations. Call those things that be not as though they were, and they will happen. Dr. Jones, I am through. There are a lot of things I could say, but I want to stop by there. I want to stop right now. I just want to pray for those who are listening right now, and I bless each and every one of you in the name of the Lord. I pray once again that you will not be ashamed of your expectations, of your hope in the Lord. I rebuke every assignment, every demonic assignment upon your lives in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the spirit of discouragement. I rebuke the spirit of hopelessness. I rebuke the spirit of fear, because God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. And I decree that those things that the Lord has placed in your spirit will come to pass, and the manifestations will happen in this year of 2024, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That's it, Dr. Jones.